this Jane?
Oh, hi, Shane. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was just following up regarding the account and the past due payment.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of an issue right now. I'll get it caught up in a week or two.
I need to give you an option because right now you're past due for $299, but come December 9th, you'll be past due for $598. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. So
okay.
I don't want you to have that big of a payment due if you're struggling. So number one.
Yeah, I mean, we're really struggling right now. Just
yeah, and thank you for your. No, no, I understand. I appreciate that you're being honest with me. So I want to let you know that I'll help you out and I'll put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. That'll save you $50 off the past due balance. And then of that $249, $100 goes to Google Ads. So if you wanted to, Shane, we could remove the Google Ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly, okay?
But now, that would mean somebody would have to Google Dirty Boys Graydon and Holland, correct?
No, what it means is with that $149 package, you're still on the first page of Google locally, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobile optimized, meaning you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So that $100 extra goes to Google pay-per-click ads that run at the top of the page, but if you take those off, you're still going to have the first page placement locally in the maps. Make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, and sometimes I suggest that because you could do that if you're hitting a tight spot now just to make things more affordable, and you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to. That's an easy fix.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to have to talk about it and see if it's even worth keeping at this point with the way things are because you know, we haven't actually sold a job off of you guys' site in like 6 months.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's shocking to me because there's 255 leads on the dashboard. So that is really shocking to me.
255 leads? What do you mean?
So what that means is that on your, let me just double check here and see. On your dashboard, most people will call you on the, you know, when they see you on the first page, but if they don't call you right that second because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, they can plug their information into your site and you get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. So we used to have a tracking number for you. There were 177 phone calls that came in through that tracking number, but it looks like we took that off back in February and now we're just promoting your number outright. Okay?
Right.
Yeah, but people can still contact you directly off the first page placement on Google. So if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business, Shane, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked in Google would deactivate, the site would come down, and all 60 directories that you're on would unravel.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. We're just going to have to lay off some. I mean, I'm trying to be present in as many different places as possible.
Yes.
But, I don't know. It just hasn't been yielding a lot. And right now we're in like DEFCON 5. I mean, it's slow right now.
Right. Right. But
like,
just
I've got
imagine.
I've got equipment passed through.
Over the last 30 or 90 days, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,420 times, and you've had 130 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So just imagine if that activity deactivated and you didn't get those 130 hits, it's going to even affect your business worse. But, you know, if you do nothing with this chain, right now, like I said, you're just past due for $299, but come December 9th, you'll be past due for $598. That will continue to reoccur. So my efforts in trying to offer you that $149 package is to give you a more affordable way to get this settled. And then once that's paid, there's a couple of things I can do special for you, like push your next billing out 30 days. You could go on a seasonal hold, and you can pause it for a couple months. So I have a lot of flexibility of things that I can do for you once the account's paid. But right now, it's in a past due status, and that will continue to reoccur per the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature.
All right. Do me a favor and call me back like at the end of next week, and I'll try to have something for you by then.
Okay, you got it. I'll make a note that we talked, and then I'll follow up with you the end of next week, which, oh, that's actually the 9th, so that will be the 598 payment due. Why don't we do it maybe on Thursday instead, which is the 8th, and that way if we can.
I'm scheduled, like my payment's scheduled to drop on the 9th. So, I mean, maybe I can just pay 1 month or something.
So you're $299 past due for November 9th. On December 9th, you'll be past due for $598. That will be 2 months. But let's say that we talk on Tuesday, and even you could only do the $149, for example. What I could then do is push the next billing out 30 days, which means you would be paid in full till January 6th. So that would be a way to intercept that second payment being past due. If we get it done before the 9th, which is next Friday, then I can push the next one out 30 days. Right now, you're already past due, so I can't do anything flexible like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to tell me about Thursday then.
You got it. I'll give you a buzz on Thursday, and then we'll pick up where we're leaving off. And in the meantime, have a really good rest of your evening.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye. I appreciate that. Okay, bye.
Y'all need to...